321. Good afternoon. Today is Wednesday, August the 29th, 243rd day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, Humboldt County Supervisor in the 5th, Ryan Sundberg.
How's it going?
Summertime's, well, school time's, it's happening, man.
Yep, my wife's getting her classroom ready as we speak.
Oh, boy. Well, I'll keep everybody happy, right? Yeah, okay, fine. Yeah. Well, we'll do our best on that one. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about composition of the board, conversions. What does it take to be an elected? Other than, obviously, the break in intellect to say yes.
Sheer genius.
Yeah. Brutally good looks also, right? Yeah. Then we'll talk about some of the things that go into being elected when we come back.
I'm Mark Biette with today's garden tip about not being a prunomaniac. The conscientious gardener needs to know that each kind of plant has its own best time to be pruned. Avoid shearing flowering plants into shapes which really look unnatural. Thin flowering shrubs with a hand pruner. I'm Mark Biette with today's garden tip.
You've got to get up pretty early in the morning to hear Mark Biette and his wealth of gardening knowledge. 5 to 7 a.m. Sundays on KWSW 980.
Good afternoon, KINS. News and Information Times 313. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Ryan Sundberg. But before we do, our quote this afternoon comes from Plato. You remember him, don't you?
Yeah, we're good friends.
But you and Ponce de Leon, huh? You found that fountain, baby. Quote, the punishment which the wise suffer who refuse to take part in the government is to live under the government of worse men.
Mm.
I thought you might appreciate that one, huh?
Might be fitting for your topic today, huh?
Well, or at least who we'll be talking about, one way or the other. What is the biggest misconception, Ryan, that people have about running for office?
The biggest misconception. Well, I think there's a few. I just think it's people don't think about what it takes to run for office. You know, I read an editorial in the Times Standard the other day that, you know, was disappointed that more people didn't, or people ran unopposed. But when I read it, I thought to myself, you know, if someone's doing a really good job and people don't want to replace who's in there, just running for office to run for office is, you know, not just an easy task. You know, just not just throw your hat in the ring. It's a life-changing event for you and your family. You know, you're opening yourself up to criticism. You know, all your weaknesses are out there for the world, and your family gets it as well.
Even running for some of the what is often perceived as the minor offices.
Yeah, I think
school board.
Yeah, I mean some of the
utility
school boards
district. I mean things that.
Yeah, MCSD in McKinleyville.
Yeah,
the
fire
know.
District. Mm-hmm. You know, in the Cutting area. I mean, smaller in the big grand scale of things. A lot of the stuff is still there for them.
Yeah, I think once you throw your hat in the ring, there's an expectation that you're fair game. You should be vetted, and you know I agree with it. You know you should be, but it also, you know, you also can't take that lightly. You know, it's something that just gonna, you know, you need to have a conversation with your wife and, you know, understand what you're getting into. And it's, you know, it's not something that people can just jump into and just run to run, because it's a ton of work. It's a ton of time, you know, and then if you win, it's
yeah, for the
big,
chance to win.
Yeah, for the chance to win. And if you do win, it's a huge commitment, no matter if it's a school board or fire district. It's, you know, and you have a responsibility to do a good job once you win.
The vetting process, or backgrounding, I guess, is probably the regular guy word for that.
Sure.
Is something that I think a lot of folks don't appreciate what it means. Okay. And the fact that you do become then an open target for anybody who wants just to dig. I bet you had a kid that you went to school with that somehow, for whatever reason, you guys just didn't quite get along. Well, okay, are they going to go to that granular level, talk to that person, find out why you didn't get along, and you were a scoundrel in third grade. Did you know that? and then have to defend your third grade actions, blah, 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 blah. Probably not on a local basis.
Yeah, the higher up you go, definitely the more but that comes into play.
Congressional, probably. That kind of stuff starts coming into play. You know, you pulled a girl's hair in sixth grade.
Yeah.
Okay, now are you soft on domestic abuse? What?
Yeah,
really get silly. Particularly, I would think, in a market like ours where there's the divisiveness and there's also those in the media trying to escalate, climb the ladder really quick and leave town. You know, make their name and move on to that next level.
Mm-hmm.
Did those thoughts come into your mind when you were thinking of running?
Yeah, of course. You know, I my wife and I had many conversations, and I had enough time to spend with Jill ahead of time to know what I was getting into, and so I went back and talked to Kim and said, listen, here's what we are getting into. Here's what people are going to say about me and possibly you, and here's my time commitment. Our life is going to change. I'm going to have a different job. I'm not going to sell insurance anymore. I won't be on the tribal council anymore, and I'll be a full-time supervisor, and I'll be gone. I'll be working early in the morning, late at night, and this is a huge change, and people are going to be mean from time to time. Can you take that? She said that she could, and she knew it was something I wanted to do, and supported me on it. So it's it's a partnership with you and your spouse as well,
and the kids.
Yeah,
you guys. You don't have a high schooler, so
yeah. Sophie's seven, so she was.
You're pretty safe there. But yeah. If let's say she was 17,
mm-hmm.
and now Dad makes a decision that goes against somebody. I mean, the ripples go a lot deeper than I think a lot of people imagine.
Yeah, and I haven't asked anyone. I'm sure Mark would know better than I would. He's got a daughter that's been in high school while he's been in office. So I'm sure it happens. I'm sure parents come home and talk, and the kids hear it, and they're perceptive, and I'm sure they say stuff at school. So.
KINS, news and information time. Well, particularly when their dad's such a celebrity guy. It's 3:19.
There's a brand new show on KEKA 101 Thunder Country, Country Gold with Randy Owen, Sunday evenings from 8 till midnight. It's a four-hour intensive music show hosted by the lead vocalist of the group Alabama. Country Gold will feature 13 songs per hour and highlighted music from the 70s to the mid-90s. Be sure to listen to KEKA 101 Thunder Country, Sunday evening from 8 till midnight, Country Gold with Randy Owen.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Ryan Sundberg. Ryan, the commitment level for the job, and let's use your specific situation. Has it turned out to be as time-consuming, as life-altering, as ugly side? People taking cheap shots at you as you were concerned that it might have been?
Yeah, it's there's just some people that are just, I could show you emails of some of the stuff people say, and it's amazing almost how just brutal they can be, and most of the time it's off of something that they heard and haven't even went and checked on yet. And I'll call them back. I just had a guy call the other day and asked them, we passed the park out in Southern Humboldt. What was that park called?
AWA?
The county's going to take over one of the state parks out in Southern Humboldt.
Oh, okay.
And the paper said, that it's going to cost $90,000 to do that. And so I got a call from a guy who was really, really angry that the county was going to spend $90,000 on this park. But if you would have read the rest of the story in the newspaper, it said that there's income generated from when people come, and then anything short of the $90,000, Save the Redwoods League is going to cover it, so that the county isn't going to pay anything for it. It's covered by the
revenue neutral.
Revenue and that they get from people coming in, and then Save the Redwoods League. So you know, he called really, really angry, and thank goodness he left a return. Actually, he didn't leave a return number, but his caller ID came up. So I called him back and said, hey, here's the story. You know, you didn't read the rest of the article, and, you know, the county's not paying anything. And he's, oh, okay. You know, but it happens quite often, and, you know, just recently the in-home health care services are in bargaining with the county, and I mean, they brought up my family members, and, you know, at the podium and in the emails and in the time standard editor letter to the editor, you know, and I just think that's way out of bounds, you know, to bring up my family members in a negotiated bargaining scenario. It's just not it, but I guess this is part of the game.
I would think that if you aren't in that spot, that you either develop a pretty thick skin pretty quick, mm-hmm. or you grow up really quick.
Yeah, I think that I was on the tribal council for Trinidad Rancheria for 14 years, and if that'll get you a pretty thick skin pretty quickly. And I mean, I don't take things real personal, and I get over things real fast anyways. I have a hard time holding a grudge against people. Even if I'm really mad at them, I can't be mad at them for very long. It's one of my flaws.
I tend to forget who they are.
Yeah. But, you know, it's, I just try not to let it bother me, because it doesn't do you any good. You know, it's nothing. You don't get anything positive out of holding a grudge or being mad. And of course, you're going to be mad for a little bit when it first happens. But if you hold on to it, it's, I don't know. I don't choose to live like that.
But you don't want to forget either. You want to remember who
you forget,
who the players are.
What do
are.
They say? You you can forgive but not forget.
Yeah.
No, but I've written people back before, and I've said, after they've said something pretty mean on an email, and someone I thought that was a different way, I said, you know what, thank you for letting me know how you truly feel. Because now I know. At least I know now how you feel. This is what I told them. You know, and, you know, you kind of break the trust with me, but, you know, now I know that I need to watch, you know, every word that I say, and you'll take me out of context from here on out. And so it's just kind of unfortunate that
that celebrity status thing.
I don't know if it's celebrity.
Edit you out because somebody cares. They care enough to mess with you.
Yeah, I guess.
By the way, the line, Jesus forgives, but daddies don't forget.
I like that.
Yeah. So as you're looking at some of these changes that go on, whether it's relationship changes, personal life changes, what would you recommend to somebody else considering? Enter slowly, enter with wide eyes, walk a mile in my shoes first. What would you recommend?
I think that I did the way that I did it is has worked. You know, I did research first, talked to the people who are doing it now, tried to figure out all the dark side of it, you know, not all the glamorous part of it.
Yeah, all the free chicken you can eat, huh?
Yeah. But, you know, find out what the challenges are, you know, and then go and have an honest conversation with the people who it's going to affect that are in your life, and be honest with them and yourself about what you're getting into. And, you know, I think you'll be fine.
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:30. We'll be back with more from Ryan Sundberg.
There's never been a clear winner in the so-called battle of the sexes, but in the battle for bacteria-free hands, one half of the population is germier than the other. So whose hands are cleaner, men or women? Hi, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and here's to your health. The researchers tested 51 college students using a new detailed system for detecting bacterial DNA. But remember, most of the bacteria in our bodies is either harmless or beneficial.
Dr. Hoffman answers some of your health questions on Health Talk, Saturday mornings, 9 to 11 on KWSW 980 AM.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Ryan Sundberg. Ryan, the first segment we were talking about the commitment to be an elected. Obviously, when there are new electeds, or those compositions do change, the board personality changes also, the dynamics. You've served on boards. I've not served. Well, were they electeds? I guess they were elected, but they weren't general election positions that I've been on or appointed boards. And it's always interesting when there's a new player, how the dynamics start to change. Mm-hmm. Or if you're the new one and you tend to have more of a dominant personality type, you can feel things changing around you just because you're asking a couple of questions. With Rex now part of the board, are you starting to feel a little bit of a shift? Not that it's good or bad, but just a shift.
Yeah, I there's no doubt that there's a shift. I guess the answer is yes. And I don't think Rex is like a dominant personality. I think he was, we've had two meetings with him so far, with him in there, and he was measured and thoughtful and asked good questions, and I could tell he did his homework ahead of time. And I thought he did a good job at his first couple of meetings. You know, he was on spot, with asking the right questions. And, I think that sometimes you ask questions that you already know the answer to, just so other people can know the same answer and get the same information that you have.
Oh,
since they broadcast
come on.
Them.
Really?
Yeah.
And to put them on record?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, it's a good
Interesting.
Thing. Interesting. And, I was impressed with him. And I think he's going to do a great job. And he's going to be a good addition to the board.
It'll be intriguing also when Estelle replaces Cliff at the first of the year also. Another shift.
Uh-huh.
Another change, another personality coming on board. How long until you felt really that you were part of the Board of Supervisors? When did you finally go, yeah, okay, I are one?
I think it takes a couple months till you really feel like you're slid in. I mean, it's so much comes at you at one time. It's really overwhelming at first. You're just trying to keep your head above water and not wanting to make a complete fool of yourself on camera.
Not necessarily in that order.
Yeah. So it's it's kind of funny. You're thinking, I'm on TV. Everything's being recorded. There's people watching this. If I say something that's, offensive or just not a good question, am I going to be on the front page of the paper tomorrow? And, so it takes a while to get over the nerves part of it. And
being goofy is okay.
Yeah. I feel, after a little bit, you feel really comfortable and you don't even remember that the cameras are on and just try and do a good job and be yourself.
I would think, I know when Eureka, the city of Eureka put in the cameras, when Fortuna put in the cameras, when the Supes put in the cameras, things changed.
Yeah.
The folks from the audience started to become a little bit more long-winded.
Mm.
The electeds.
Did they have a 3-minute timer then? Or did they need one before?
No, I don't think so. When I think the three came into play was when Arcata had their sanctuary thing.
Oh.
Back in the, what was that, 80s?
Arcata started it, huh?
Late 80s, early 90s. Well, the recognition because things became so prolonged. 15, 20 minutes was not abnormal.
Oh, my goodness.
I remember being over there until 2 in the morning. Just horrifically long. And then I think there was a understanding where 3 minutes and 2 minutes came into play.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't say it in 2 or 3 minutes, you're not thinking about it. You're just up there rambling now.
Yeah. And, I know there's people who take big exception with that 3-minute rule and are just incensed by it. And, that's my opinion also is, if you should really be able to capture what your points are within 3 minutes, and you always have the opportunity to write an email. I read every single email that someone sends me. Someone sends me an email, especially if it's on a topic that's coming up. I know all the rest of supervisors do also, because we've all spoke about
it. How many emails do you guys get?
Oh, hundreds.
An average day?
Oh, a day. Probably average is 50.
Okay, so you got plenty of time to read what's there.
And if there's a hot topic, it could go up to 200. But, you know, there's some days where you get 30, and then there's some days where you get 100, and probably averages out between 50 and 60, if I had to average it out since I've been there.
Manageable.
Yeah, definitely manageable. And then you have your phone calls. And, you know, so people have the opportunity to call you. They can email you, or they can submit a letter, and we read them all. You know, so there you have a really good opportunity to whatever form you want to put it in. You know, if you're a good speaker, if you're not a good speaker, you know, or if, you know, you can get the information that you want to get to the supervisor to make that decision, with, you know, whether there's a 3-minute rule or not. You should be able to get it there if you really want to.
Was there ever consideration to have the comments submitted in writing as just prior to the verbal presentation of the information? I've found most people, if they have to render it to writing, they're a lot more deliberative and a lot more focused and a lot more cogent in their thoughts, mm-hmm. rather than, well, I mean, you've seen me in front of a microphone, blah, 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 blah. When if I really had spent, you know, 5 minutes thinking about something, I'd like to think I could probably boil it down into 2 sentences.
Yeah. Well, I think anybody who does public speaking would tell you that once they give their talk or interview, you get done and you go, oh, I missed this point and this point. But if you write it down, you're not going to miss those points. You know, so I think you can definitely put a more cogent argument together in a written form than you can speaking about it, because it's speaking's tough. You know, it's not an easy thing to do.
Well, and if it is in writing, it's in writing, baby.
Yeah.
It's really easy to have things tougher to be misquoted, tougher to have things taken out of context, mm-hmm. if it's not in writing.
Yeah.
KINS. All right. So we'll get less heavy when we come back. KINS, News Information Time. It's 3:43. We'll be back with more from Ryan Sundberg.
Water always wins. That's why there's a Grand Canyon. I'm Glenn Higgy, America's master handyman. Keeping water away from your home's foundation is one of the most important things you can do. If your home is on a crawl space, you need to know what is going on under your feet. Your home's structural integrity and your family's health may depend on it.
Listen to Glenn Higgy Sunday morning, 7 to 8 a.m. on KWSW 980.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:47. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Ryan Sundberg. Ryan, the concept of having a single unity, a single personality of an elected board. Pie in the sky. Would you ever want to be in a board that had that common perspective on everything?
No, I don't think so. I think boards function better when you have different points of view. Obviously, the community is not all one voice. And if our board was all one voice, you'd be leaving out a lot of people. You know, and there's lots of instances, even recently with our board, where we went in and I thought, there is no way we're going to come to any kind of agreement on this. And by the end of it, we melded our two different perspectives in together and came out with something that we had a 5-0 vote on. And everybody got a little bit of what they wanted. And I think that's a good way to govern. You know, it's not because, if you disenfranchised the other half of the people, it would... You know, you would have people just mad all the time, and it would just polarize the community
but on one
even
vote,
more.
Not on every vote. On this vote, we do it, and then the next one. Something that a number of buddies of mine who have been in public service said, you know, if you don't hack everybody off in your district at least twice a year, you're not doing your job.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that it goes like that every time, but what I'm saying is if you didn't have a different perspective there to even bring it up. I mean, you'd have community members, you know, saying something at the podium, but you really need someone on the board to fight for another point of view. And then, you know, hopefully the personalities that are there are willing to budge.
you know, and give some, you know, compromise and come up with some
depends
ways.
Depends if it's on my opinion or not.
Uh-huh. Well, you're almost guaranteed to not make everybody happy. And, you know, that's another thing going into this job. You have to be willing to accept that you can't make everybody happy. And you have
I think if you do that with a smile on your face and a twinkle in your eye, everybody gets it. And there'll be some, and, you know, Roger used to, off air, we would talk about things, and he would say, it's your turn. And that would be enough. And the person would go, okay, fine, and stomp out. But the next time, they knew that he would be fighting just as hard for them and for their opinion.
You got to pick your battles.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And I'm just saying, what I'm saying is, you know, there's some times where it makes sense to be able to mix these two opinions together and come out with a compromise. And there's sometimes that when it's important enough that you have to stand your ground and say, no, I'm not budging on this one. This is the way it is. And you just got to, I've done lots of dissenting votes on that board so far where I had my opinion and I wasn't moving from it and no one talked me into changing it.
Oh, well, okay, now we know the seedy side of Ryan Sundberg. We'll find out if we can find the flower side next time. Thanks for coming by, bud.
All right, take care.
Enjoy your Labor Day. We've been Talking Shop this afternoon with Ryan Sundberg. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.